the privilege and the responsibility of being a Kohen. The Torah tells us, V'kidashto, that you give special honor, special kavod to a Kohen. He gets the first Aliyah. He gets to do Birkas Kohanim. However, it also comes with special responsibilities. He can't be metame meis. He can't come in contact with the dead unless it's the seven close relatives or meis mitzvah. And as well, he's more restricted in terms of who he can marry. The Kohen cannot marry a grusha. As it says, v'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachol, that a Kohen can't marry a grusha. In fact, the Gemara at the end of Gittin points out the strange lashon of the Torah. Isha, grusha, me'isha. A strange language that we know that only a husband can give the wife a get. Well, who else is going to give a get? You can't give a get to someone who's not your wife if you're not married to them. So what does it mean? Isha grusha me'isha ho yikahu. So the Gemara over there, the Mishnah, the end of Gin, talks about a case where someone says, I want to divorce my wife because I don't want to support her anymore. I don't have to give her money. However, I don't want her permitted to anyone else. She's no longer married to me, but she can't marry anyone else. So the Mishnah says it's a no-go. That's not a good get. However, if he's a Kohen, he can no longer marry her, live with her. And if she gets if he dies, and she's an almana, she can't marry a Kohen. How come? Because the Mishnah talks about the concept of a reyach get. Even though, strictly speaking, it might not be a get, but it smells like a get. What kind of din is reyach get? So the Rambam seems to say it's only a din drabanan. The really minat Torah is not an issue. It's only a din drabanan. Others, the Magid Mishnah, the Shagas, Ari Adar, Akronim point out, what is the source of the Rambam? It seems to, from the simple reading, it seems to be a din daraisa. So it's a machokas in terms of how far does Reyach HaGet go. Is it a din daraisa or a din drabanan? So there's a concept that there are certain cases where it's clearly not a get at all. It's not even an issue. A get shelo l'shma, or any scenario where it's not in a get min haTorah midrabanan. Yet the Rama quotes from the Tshuvas HaRashba that in a case where someone gave a get l'chumra, so therefore, even though Mekar didn't, he didn't need a get, and it was recommended by the Chachamim, so therefore, that's the status of Reyach HaGet, and therefore a Kohen can't marry this woman. She has this after Reyach HaGet, the Kohen can't marry her. So that's a discussion on whether the Rashba actually said it. There's a discussion. The Rashba definitely discussed it. Some say, if you look at the Rashba, he backed down from. He never really said this, but nevertheless, since the Rama writes it, so therefore people are machmir. So if you're Ashkenaz, you go with the Rama, that even on a Reyach HaGet, you can't marry a Kohen. This person can't marry, a Kohen can't marry this person. You know, if you swear them, you don't follow the Rama, so therefore one would not have to be machmir, if it's no chance of it being a get or not. So within the Rama, there's a further machokas among the Achronim. Let's say you gave a get l'chumra, but the Kohen married her. And now the Shaya comes, Imnisis, if they're already married, you have to be Tetze. So someone to quote the Rama is going even l'chumra, that even Imnisis l'Kohen, if you're already married, you still have to get a get. And they say, no, well, obviously, l'chachila, you shouldn't do it, but b'di'evid, imnisis, you could stay married. In fact, there's a very contemporary shaila today. It comes up all the time, with civil marriages, people who don't get married al pi halacha, and they're living together. So, and then they get divorced, and now they want to remarry. So these people who are living together civilly, had civil marriages, do they need a get? So that's not a new shaila. It came up in Europe as well, but it's the big, they say it's a big machlokas today, Rav Henkin versus Rav Moshe. It's really Rav Henkin against everyone else. I think the Rugged Shovel also was on Rav Henkin's side for a different reason, but basically that was always the established shita, because Rav Henkin said, eight anamosa bilaso bilasnus, so a person wouldn't want to be living with bilasnus, you could assume they want to be married. And Rav Moshe says, what are you talking about? They've been living like this way before they moved into the Jewish community or wherever they were. So the minig is, so lichatchila, you get a get. But b'di'eved, you know, but b'di'eved, we assume that, right, so, yes, it comes according to Rav Henkin, she needs a get. However, most assume lechatchila really, you don't need a get, but lechatchila will machmir to get a get. So the shayla is, what about if you got a get and a kohen married this woman? So that's the discussion today among the poskim, whether imnisis, if this person married a Kohen, would they have to be Tetzeh or not?